We pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. And as your servants speak your word and preach your word, and I pray that you fill him with the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that he can explain your word clearly to those who hear you, and also fill them with the same Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth. So that we not only understand your word and we walk in it, so that we be truly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, on the Acts chapter 26 and Acts chapter 22, Acts chapter 29, these three chapters talk about how Paul's life was changed.
使徒行傳26章、22章、29章 就講到保羅的生命怎樣被神改變。
So, I find out that these three chapters is very, very important.
這三個的經文是很重要的。
In chapter 9, that's how he sees the heavenly vision.
第九章就是他見到從天上而來的異象。
And then in Acts chapter 26, verse 19,He says, so then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
第二十六章十九节，他就讲到阿基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上而来的异象。
I want to talk about the negative side first.
我今日想讲到负面嘅先。
What if Paul was disobedient?To the vision from heaven.
如果保罗是违背了这个天上而来的异象又怎么呢?
So we only have chapter 9. We don't have chapter 22 and 26.
我们就会只是有第九章的经文就没有了22和26章了。
So what if Paul disobedient to the heavenly vision? Then we don't have 13 books that was written by him.
我们就回转头如果保罗违背了这个天上来而嚟嘅异象咁点咧？咁我哋就冇咗十三卷保罗所写嘅书信啦。
What if he was disobedient to the heavenly vision? Then he is the one under the control of Satan.
如果佢违背咗天上而嚟嘅异象嘅话，佢就系被撒旦所控制啦。
Take a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
以弗所书第二章一至二节。
As for you, you were dead.In your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
以弗所书二章一至二节，你们死在过犯罪过之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人。随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
If Paul was disobedient to the vision from heaven, that means he is still under the control of the evil spirit.
如果保罗佢违背咗从天上而嚟嘅异象，咁点咧？咁就当然佢仍然被呢个邪灵所控制啦。
He still follows the way of this world.
他仍然跟随今世的风俗。
He still follows the way of the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
他仍然是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
And who is the ruler of the kingdom of the air? Satan is the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
那这个空中掌权者的首领是谁呢？就是撒旦。
Anyone who is disobedient to the word of the Lord is under the control of the evil spirit.
个违背咗从天上而嚟嘅话语嘅时候，就系被呢个空中掌权者嘅首领所控制。
Because the evil spirit is now at work in those who are disobedient.
就系呢啲嘅邪灵喺呢啲叛逆之子心中运行。
Now I talk about in a positive way.
喺正面嚟到睇一睇啦。
Take a look at First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼加前书第二章。
Verse 13. And we also thank God continuously because when you receive the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the Word of man, but as it actually is the Word of God, which is at work in you who believe.
帖撒羅尼迦前書2章第13節， 為此我們也不住地感謝神， 因你們聽見我們所傳神的道， 就領受了， 不以為是人的道， 乃以為是神的道， 這道實在是神的， 並且運行在你們信主的人心中。
Anyone who believe,
任何人相信的，
anyone who obey to the heavenly vision,
信服和相信这个从天上而来的意象,
the word of God is at work in him.
神的道就在他心中来到运行。
Right beside the word of God, you write down John chapter 6, verse 63. The very word that I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, if the word of God is at work in you, that means the Holy Spirit is at work in you. The reason why you can believe, the reason why you can obey to the heavenly vision, because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. The reason why you disobey the heavenly vision is because the evil spirit is at work in you.
在这个神的道的旁边，你写下约翰福音6章63节， 叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。 我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。 如果你们谁相信谁信服从天上而来的异象，就是信服神、信服圣灵。如果谁不信服这个从天上而来的异象，就是这个撒旦魔鬼在你心中来到运行掌管你。
Paul was disobedient before.
保罗在之前，他是曾经过抗拒过神的道。
Now Paul is obedient.
现在他顺服。
Obedient to the word of God.
顺服神的话。
Obedient to the will of God.
顺服神的旨意。
Obedient to the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is at work in Paul's life.
圣灵在保罗的身上来到控制住。
Before, his evil spirit is at work in the life of Paul.
以前就是撒旦魔鬼这个邪灵在他身上来到攻击。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们,
do not let any person preaching to deceive you, nor do you deceive yourself. If you disobey God, because evil spirit is at work in you, if you obey the word of God, it's because the Holy Spirit is at work in you.
弟兄姊妹们，你们不要被人欺骗。 当你不顺服神的时候，就是撒旦魔鬼邪灵在你心里面来到运行。 当你顺服神，顺服神的话语，就是圣灵在你心里面来到工作。
Where does it say?
在哪里讲啊？
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
以弗所书2章1至2节。
The reason why you follow the way of this world?
你因为跟随今世来到去行的话，
the reason why you follow the way of the reason why you follow the ruler of the kingdom of the air?
为什么啊? 为什么你会顺服空中掌权者的首领啊?
Because the evil spirit is at work in you and make you follow the way of this world.
就是因为现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵在他身里面来到作工。
What is the reason why? What is the reason why you can believe in the word of God? You can obey the word of God. It is because the word of God, the Holy Spirit, is at work in you.
但是你又为什么可以来到顺服神的话语呢? 因为神的圣灵在你心里面来到作工。
Don't ever tell me that you are Christian, then you don't have evil spirit at work in you. Don't tell me that, okay?
你不要跟我说你自己是基督徒，就心里面就没有邪灵了。你千万不要这么说。
Ephesians is the book that when Paul is in prison, write to those Christians, okay? To let the Christian know about that, okay?
以弗所書是當保羅仍然坐監的時候，他寫信給這一班的基督徒。
How can we be changed from being controlled by the evil spirit to be controlled by the Holy Spirit?
我們怎樣可以從被撒旦魔鬼所控制，直至到去到聖靈所控制呢？
Because Paul saw the light. He confessed that he was blind. When you are controlled by the evil spirit, you are blind. When you are controlled by the Holy Spirit, your eyes are open.
保罗怎样从一个地步去到另外一个地步呢？就是他是见到这个大光，他承认他自己以前是蒙眼的，被撒旦魔鬼所控制的，他现今已经神让他看得见，开了眼，就是被圣灵所控制。
Now I want to go back to take a look at what does it mean by obedient to the visions from heaven.
我现在想回头看看怎样为之服从天上而来的异象呢？
Go back to Acts chapter 26. Verse 16. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you, to upon you as a servant. I have upon you as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you.
使徒行传26章第16节，他说：你起来站着。 我特意向你显现，要派你作执事、作见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
Before he saw Jesus in Acts chapter 26, verse 5, Paul said that I live as a Pharisee.
使徒行传26章第5节之前，保罗他怎么说？他说我是作教门，我是作法利赛人的。
I live as a Pharisee.
我活着就是一个法利赛人。And
now I live as a witness for what I see of Jesus. I live as a servant of Jesus Christ. As a Pharisee, I persecute Jesus. Now I am a witness for Jesus. And I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. Before I persecute Jesus Christ, I think persecuting Jesus Christ when I was blind at that time, I think it's the right thing to do. Nowadays, a lot of people, they do things based upon what they see.
现今很多的人，他们做事都是以为他眼见到，他就去做。
26 verse 9, I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
第9节，从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
As a Pharisee, no one as a Pharisee would follow Jesus.
如果我是活着是一个法利赛人的时候，我就知道冇人是要做一个法利赛人，冇人是要跟随耶稣的。
2 weeks ago, I mentioned about two things about Pharisee.
两个星期前我讲到法利赛人有两个特点。
Pharisee teaching is a false teaching.
法利赛人的教训是假的教训。
And his life is hypocrisy, it's a false life.
同埋佢自己嘅生活系假冒为善嘅。
His word is wrong, his action is wrong.
佢嘅行动作为系错，佢嘅教导亦都系错。
I live as a Pharisee. That is wrong.
保罗话我活着系好似一个法利赛人咁样系错误嘅。
When he say that he is wrong,
如果佢自己都话自己错嘅话
，He no longer persecute Jesus Christ.
佢而家就唔会再逼迫耶稣啦。
He preached about Jesus.
他去传耶稣。
He witnessed for Jesus.
他为耶稣作见证。
He served Jesus.
他为耶稣作仆人。
At first, when they persecuted Jesus Christ as a Pharisee, they thought they served God. Now they realize they are opposing God.
最初起初的时候，他来到逼迫耶稣，他以为他做紧是啱嘅嘢，其实是错的。
And Paul not only persecuted Jesus in Jerusalem. When he found out, I persecute all the Christians already, I got nothing to do, he go to another country, a foreign land, to persecute any person who believes in Jesus. You understand? He's so obsessive. He's so obsessive in what he's doing. He thought, he's zealous. He thought he's doing the right thing. He thought that he's serving God.Brother and sister, listen to me very carefully. If you are blind and you thought you are open, you better be very careful. Because you will keep on doing what you're doing, and then you're heading in the wrong direction. Proverbs mentioned it twice by King Solomon. There is a way which seems right in his sight, in his mind, but in the end, it leads to death.
弟兄姊妹们，以前阿保罗嚟到去耶路撒冷嗰度去逼迫呢啲基督徒，佢逼迫到一个地步，所有嘅基督徒冇得俾佢再逼迫啦。佢甚至呢度咧英文讲到咧，佢沉迷到一个地步咧，佢去到另外一啲嘅城市咧嚟到去逼迫基督徒。他以为他自己为神作事是大发热心，所以我们以前盲眼，我们暂时以为自己看得见，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要很小心，好像箴言说，人以为正的路，至终去是其实一条死亡的道路。
There is a way that seems right to a man, because he thinks he sees that, but in the end, it leads to that. And you better watch out.
弟兄姊妹们，有一条路，人以为是正路，但是到最终其实是一条死亡的道路。
2 weeks ago, before I went to New York, I went to the south side, and after the sermon, there's a young man from another church and talked to me, and he said he disagreed with what I'm saying. He said, Paul's saying is, salvation is by grace through faith.Salvation is by grace through faith. That is recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. But this young man come from another church, he doesn't understand. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 doesn't end in 9. It ends in verse 10. He doesn't understand that.In other words, what he's trying to say to me is, once you become a Christian, whether you baptize in the name of Jesus or not, is not important. Because salvation is by grace, through faith. He said to me, baptism is the work of man. I say to him, baptism is a work by faith. Because Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, if Jesus Christ had to be baptized by John the Baptist, he left example for us to follow. And you say to me, you are the follower of Jesus Christ, and yet you don't baptize? Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible clearly stated that. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, that means I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born again. And how can he be born again? Chapter 3, verse 5, has to be born of the Spirit and born of water. And that water is baptism. And then he said to me, that water is not baptism. This water is the Word of God, or the water is the Spirit. I say, okay, if that water is Spirit, then no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of Spirit and Spirit. You know what? I know where he come from, because the thing that he say is come from a commentary, because come from the pastor. The pastor who preach, he just copy what the commentary say. He don't even use his head. Okay? I was like that before. Okay? When I was a young Christian. The other people say, I just follow. I don't even study myself. But once I studied the scripture, I found out they are wrong. Same as Paul. He thought persecuting Jesus is the right thing to do. He go be a Pharisee. Right? We know the way to go to the kingdom of God. We don't need Jesus. And anyone who tell me any other thing, I'm going to persecute him. Do you know what? A lot of churches are like that. This young man is no different than any other people. I can guarantee you, there are some of this in our church too, especially those who don't study the scripture. You think you are right, but in the end, it leads to death. I said to him, you do not have the Holy Spirit in your heart. I said to him, the evil spirit is at work in you. He said, Pastor John, you criticize me? Am I criticizing him? I just quoting the scripture. Same as when a doctor see the screen, you know, see the x-ray negative, find out that, I'm telling you, you have cancer. Hey, you better do something. You don't say, hey, doctor, you criticize me. You know, you criticize me. You know, this is amazing, you know. Can you see? It's really, really sad, really. Could you interpret, okay?
在兩個星期前, 西南部呢, 有一個年輕仔, 他跟我講, 他說, 他就, 講到以弗所書, 他說我們相信, 他說以弗所書第八節, 他說你們得救是本乎恩, 也因著信, 這並不是出於自己, 乃是神所賜的, 也不是出於行為免得有人自夸, 但是呢, 他就沒有看到第十節, 我們原是他的工作, 在基督耶穌裡造成的, 為要叫我們行善, 就是神所預備叫我們行的, 他相信, 即是信耶穌, 就是藉著信, 是靠著恩典來相信, 但是牧師就跟他解釋, 他不相信, 我們呢, 信了之後, 要受這個水禮, 所以牧師就跟他解釋到, 解釋到, 在約翰福音3章3節那裡講, 他說耶穌回答說, 我實實在在地告訴你, 人若不重生, 就不能得見神的國。 還有第五節, 耶穌說, 我實實在在地告訴你, 你若不是從水和聖靈生的, 就不能進神的國。 但是這個年輕的朋友, 他不相信這個水, 這個水就是這個水禮, 他覺得這個水或者是, 一啲嘅神嘅话语或者系圣灵。如果系圣灵嘅时候咧，咁呢节圣经咧就变咗系人若不是从水或者圣灵和圣灵生嘅，咁就唔 make sense 啦，就唔合理啦。咁所以当牧师同佢讲到嘅时候，牧师知道佢嘅源头喺边度，相信咧佢就系睇呢啲嘅参考书，佢冇正式自己嚟到去读圣经。参考书就系呢啲嘅传道人，佢用参考书嚟到同佢哋讲到。咁样讲嘅时候，佢哋就咁样领受咗，就咁样明白。佢哋冇正式嚟到去查考，所以弟兄姊妹们，我都相信林牧师都相信喺呢个使徒行传都有使徒行传喺呢个使徒教会都有呢啲嘅弟兄姊妹系咁样嘅。点解咧？因为我哋冇自己嚟到去参考，所以我就同佢讲弟兄，你冇圣灵喺你心里边，你有邪灵喺你心里边。佢就覺得牧師嚟到去批判佢，佢就覺得牧師喺度嚟到批判佢。牧師話：我唔係批判你，我只係用聖經嚟到去嚟到同你去解釋啫。
What is the reason why you do not see what I'm preaching？
有咩緣由？因為你睇唔到我今日同你想傳講嘅嘢咧。
First reason。
第一個緣由。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4， because Satan。The ruler of the kingdom of the air, the king of this age is Satan, blinded your eyes.
呢个缘由系咩咧？就系呢个世界嘅神就系弄瞎咗呢个世界嘅神就系呢个嘅撒旦魔鬼，佢弄瞎咗我哋嘅心眼。
You know what? I said to him, I bet your pastor in your own church dare not say to you, you have evil spirit in your heart. But I say that. Okay? You have evil spirit in your heart. That's why you cannot understand. The evil spirit is at work in you. So that's why you cannot see what I see, you cannot hear what I say. If you are God's sheep, Jesus said,My sheep recognize my voice. You do not recognize the word of God. Everything that I say, I quoted the Bible. I didn't say what I say. If I'm wrong, you prove it. A medical doctor said that you have cancer. He didn't say of the air. He said based upon his knowledge. You don't say you try to criticize me. You understand?
所以我好相信呢个朋友，佢嘅牧师佢唔会牧师唔会咁样面对面同佢讲，朋友你有呢个邪灵，因为牧师咁样同佢讲嘅时候，牧师知道牧师冇话自己用自己嘅说话嚟同佢讲，牧师都系攞圣经嚟到同佢讲，因为佢唔明白圣经就系、好似约翰福音咁讲，佢话我嘅羊系认得我嘅声音。当佢唔明白神嘅话语嘅时候，佢就心里边冇呢个嘅圣灵嚟到去引导佢。同埋同一样，如果你有个医生嚟到同你讲你有癌症嘅时候，呢个医生唔会随便乱咁讲嘅，佢系靠住佢自己嘅知识同埋呢啲嘅 X 光片嚟到去同佢讲嘅。所以我哋好多时我哋唔会同医生讲，医生你喺度嚟到批判我。
Anyone believes in a false teaching, anyone who live a false life, they are under the influence of the evil spirit.
有边个有呢啲嘅异端邪说，有呢个嘅假冒为善嘅生活嘅话，佢都系被呢个邪灵所影响。
This is not what I say.
唔系我自己讲嘅。
This is what God say.
系神讲嘅。
The reason why you disobey to God.Because the evil spirit is at work in you.
你怎样不遵从神的话语，就是因为有你的邪灵运行在你的心里面。
I say it in another way.
我再用另外一个方法来到去解释。
The reason why you obey to God is because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. If you want to boast, you boast about Jesus. It's not because of what you have done. You have no power to do that.It's because the Holy Spirit is at work in you. Does it make sense? You either by controlled by the evil spirit or you are controlled by the Holy Spirit. It cannot be in between. You have to take a stand. Should I stand on the right side or stand on the left side?
我亦都可以咁样讲，当你去服从神嘅话，就系有圣灵喺你心里边嚟到运行。我哋唔可以为自己嚟到夸口，因为主耶稣佢自己用佢嘅大能嚟到帮助我哋。所以弟兄姊妹们，你一系属于邪灵，一系属于圣灵，你唔能够喺正中间，你一系站喺右边，一系站喺左边。
Because my teaching is so important, I know that if I lead people into the pit, I lead people to fall into the trap, and I myself will be judged by God. So I need to study intensively. So let's take a look at let's take a look at John chapter 3. Compare that with Titus chapter 3 verse 5. When you study the scripture, in order for you to explain the scripture clearly, you need two or more witnesses. In other words, not just based upon what John said in Gospel of John, you have to based upon another pastor, another apostle, like Titus, like Paul, write a letter to Titus. Okay? So I have a witness of John in John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. I have Apostle Paul write a letter to Titus in chapter 3, verse 5. In chapter 3, verse 5, it's very clear how God saved us. God saved us because of His great mercy. It's not because of what we have done. But God saved us through the means. What's the means? The means of water, the means of baptism of rebirth, or the washing of rebirth. And then the mean is renewed by the Holy Spirit. So if I compare chapter 3 verse 5 of Titus with the chapter 3 verse 5 of Gospel of John, that water is very clear what it is. It's a water baptism. It's not spirit, it's not word of God. People don't even have word of God in their heart. They don't even understand what I'm trying to say.
提多书三章五节，佢呢度讲，所以咧，我唔系净系靠约翰所讲嘅，我亦都睇到保罗写俾提多嘅一个嘅经节嚟到去讲。提多书三章五节，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，藉着重生嘅洗同埋圣灵嘅更新。所以呢度咧就讲翻去重生嘅洗就系呢个水洗啦。就同呢個約翰福音三章五節所講嘅嘢咧係一模一樣。如果我哋唔能夠明白神嘅話語，因為我哋冇聖靈喺我哋心裏邊。
You know, I don't know. Do you have any connection with your pastor in a previous church? You know, you can just do me a favor, give them a call in the afternoon.Say, Pastor, could you tell me what this water stand for in chapter 3, verse 5 in Gospel of John? You ask them. Okay? Because so many pastors saying that, but doesn't make it to become true. Same as all the Pharisees thinking that Jesus is not the Messiah, and then they persecute them. Because a lot of people persecute Jesus, doesn't make them true, okay? That's the big problem. That is the reason why Paul being persecuted, because he says something different from what they're saying, okay? Listen to me carefully. If you want to know how to interpret the scripture correctly, follow this pattern. Whatever your interpretation is, if your interpretation is not in conformity with the Word of God, that is known already. You are still in the darkness, according to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. If what you are saying doesn't match the Word of God, then your saying is wrong, and you're still in darkness. So in other words, so if I interpret, say, this water is baptism, I got to find out the answer from another, not from another pastor, from another writer in the Bible, out of the 66 books. You understand? I always find the answer within the text, and also find the answer outside the text. If I find that, that interpretation is correct. Other than that, your interpretation is wrong.
如果弟兄姊妹們你仍然有同其他的教會的牧者有聯繫的話，你試下問下他們講到這個水禮，看看他們怎麼跟你解釋。所以如果弟兄姊妹們好像這個保羅他來到去迫害耶穌的，為什麼呢？因為他們不相信耶穌是這個的尼賽亞，所以當後來保羅他自己來到去為耶穌來到去辯護的時候， 他亦都被人來到去迫害，為什麼呢？因為他今次是講這個的真理，他跟人家所相信的東西不同的時候，人家就來到去迫害他。弟兄姊妹們，如果我們去嘗試看聖經的時候，有這個的準則來到，我們可以去跟進的，就是好像在以賽亞書8章20章，他講到，如果我們今天的訓悔和法度是為標準，如果我們今天所講的東西是跟神 所講的東西是不同的時候，我們必不得見神光。所以弟兄姊妹們，我們要看聖經的時候，我們要回去解釋的時候，我們會在聖經裏面或者在聖經的出面，我們都能夠解釋得到。聖經是不會有錯誤的。
The word of man is not the standard. The word of God is the standard. In other words, I measure your word with the word of God. This is what I should do. And this is what you should do. I say that one more time. The word of the pastor is not the standard. The word of God is the standard. The 66 books are the standard. I have to measure your word with the word of God. Does it make sense? Because so many people preach false teaching and live a false life. They are Pharisees. They are hypocrites. And their teaching is wrong.
所以我们不是用人的话语来成为我们的标准，我们要用神的话语成为我们的标准。 人講的說話，我們回去轉頭用聖經來查考一下，因為聖經就是我們的標準。我們有66卷的書來成為我們的標準。如果跟神所講的說話不同的時候，我們就知道是錯誤。現今好多人，他們都是有錯誤的教導，他們過著一個假冒為善的生活，就好像法利賽人這樣一樣。
我再用廣東話講給你聽。 我解釋聖經是兩個原則。解釋這段的聖經，我要在近處，在這個聖經的上文，在這個聖經的下理，來找答案。這個最 accurate。第二，解釋聖經，唔單止用約翰佢嘅寫法嚟去解釋。 仲要用彼得，仲要用保罗，仲要其他嘅使徒嘅解释嚟比较，你嘅解释就得啦。明白吗？旧约已经立咗个标准，有两个或者以上嘅见证人，你就要相信。 但佢呢两个人要讲实话，点样讲实话？我睇佢同圣经同读。I mention it when you interpret the scripture two way, it's a solid way. Let's say this is the portion of the scripture, and this is only one sentence. There are so many sentences, right? And if I want to interpret this sentence, I got to look at what is before and what is after. Then I know what this statement really means within the context. And then I just want to be sure that I'm right. This is what John's saying. And now I have to look at what Paul's saying, what Peter is saying in another book. Does it make sense? Not based upon what this commentary say. Not based upon what this pastor say. No, I don't go by that. Listen to me very, very carefully. Jesus asked them, what do they say that I am? Oh, they say, you are Jeremiah. You are John the Baptist. You are one of the prophets. This is all wrong. And then Jesus say, what do you say that I am? Then Peter say, you are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. Don't tell me what they say. Tell me what you say. And then I compare what you say with what God say. Does that make sense? Oh, a lot of people say that. Doesn't make it to be true.
So Jesus asked them, you say, who are you? And many people said, you are Jeremiah. You是约翰，施洗约翰，你是这个的先知，但是主耶稣就问他们，那你说我是谁啊？那他们就说，你是这个的尼赛亚，这个永生神的儿子。所以很多时候，这些的参考书说的东西，还有很多人说的东西，不一定是对的。
I explain this water, what this means by water.Stand for, okay? Let's take it out another context. In the book of Ephesians, that water stand for, in chapter 5, that water stand for water. That we drink, we wash hands. That water stand for word of God.What does it say?
我哋再睇下呢个水，呢个水有咩意思啊？我哋可以去以弗所书第五章嚟到睇下。呢个水就系我哋饮嘅水，我哋洗手嘅水，或者咧就系神嘅话语。
Turn to verse 26. Jesus Christ to make the church holy, cleansing the church by the washing with water.Through the word. So the water also stands for what?
The word.
Water has cleansing power and also stands for the word of God.
以弗所书第五章二十六节，要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。这个水就是什么呢？这个水就真是那个洗。即是那些水，那些水，然后呢就用这个水来到去令到教会，就是藉着这个道来到洗净教会。
Okay, now I interpret the water within the context.
我又试下用这个水在这个经文里面来到自己上文下理这样解释。
We all know, especially in the Church of Apostolic Bible Church, we all know Markwas written first, and then Matthew second, and then Luke finally is John.
我哋知道新約福音就係馬太、馬可、路加福同埋約翰咁樣去嘅。
Although Matthew was before, but the timing is Mark is the one who write first. Okay.
Now John. 馬可寫先。
John.Gospel of John is the last gospel, okay? when Apostle John become 90 some odd years old. By the time when Gospel of John was written by John, Revelation has already been written. So in other words, the first book John written is Revelation, and then John, and then 1 John, 2 John, and then 3 John. Okay? Now, why I'm giving you this background? Because when John is 90 years old, he found out a lot of Christians, so-called Christians, they believe in Jesus, but they don't get baptized right away. They walk away from the truth already. When John was 90 years old, that means 60 some odd years later, right? 60 some odd years later after Jesus passed away, the church already deteriorated. They don't follow the teaching. They say they believe in Jesus. They don't baptize. So that's why Gospel of John is very, very unique. You don't find it in Mark. You don't find it in Matthew. You don't find it in Luke. You only find it in Gospel of John chapter 3. So it's very unique. It's to tackle the problem at that time. So that's why he recalled the incident, the conversation between Nicodemus the Pharisee with Jesus. And after this conversation, you know what happened? Within the text, let me read that to you.
所以我哋知道新約嗰度有馬太、馬可、路加同埋約翰。約翰呢就係呢個嘅約翰，佢喺大約90幾歲嗰陣時寫咗。佢首先寫咗啟示錄，跟住寫約翰福音，跟住就係約翰一書、二書、三書咁樣去。但係點解我要俾你哋呢啲嘅背景呢？就係當約翰90幾歲佢寫呢個約翰福音嘅時候，佢已經係年老啦。點解佢會寫呢？呢個差唔多係主耶穌基督受死咗之後60幾年之後，然之後咧佢就寫咗。點解咧？因為佢見到教會咧已經衰落咗，教會咧都冇呢個嘅信咗耶穌之後咧都冇呢個嘅水洗呢個嘅儀式，所以呢個嘅約翰福音咧係一個好特別嘅書卷，因為係馬太、馬可、路加都冇嚟到記載嘅。因為約翰佢見到有呢個問題喺呢啲教會存在嘅時候，所以佢就寫咗呢個嘅約翰福音，特別喺第三章嚟到記載到主耶穌同尼哥同呢個尼哥底母佢嘅對話啦。
Chapter 3 verse 16 is after chapter 3 verse 3 and 5. 3:16 is said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believed in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have eternal life." Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ means believe in what he's saying in verse 1 all the way to verse 15. That's what he means by believe in Jesus Christ. Okay? Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, willing to be baptized, willing to be born again, trust in him, he want me to be baptized, I baptize. He want me to be baptized with water, I baptize with water. He want me to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, I baptize with the Holy Spirit. And I believe in him. Then that person will not perish, that person have eternal life. Once the disciple understand this, you know what happened? In chapter 3, verse 22, after this, after the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, Jesus and his disciple went out into the Judea countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized. Superficially, chapter 3, verse 22, the subject of baptized is Jesus. Jesus baptized them. But in reality, it is not Jesus baptized them. Right beside chapter 3, verse 22, baptized, you write down chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. The Pharisee heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although in fact,
It was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciple. None other gospel, Mark, Matthew, Luke, mention about the disciple baptized believer with water. None. Only Gospel of John. You know why? It's to tackle the problem in the church. They say they believe in Jesus, they don't baptize. And then Apostle John tried to recall the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, the importance of water baptism. When they understood, the 12 apostles understood what Jesus is teaching, they start baptizing people, because you need to be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. A lot of people, they look at the scripture, they don't understand the scripture, including Christians. They thought, Jesus said, chapter 3, verse 5, Gospel of John, truly, truly, I say to you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and of the Spirit. They don't go and study, because this passage is so important. It's a life and death. You either born again, you're not born again. You either go to the kingdom of God or you don't go to the kingdom of God. If this passage is so important, why don't you study? And yet a lot of people ignore God's word. But I studied. I found out that the apostles in those days, they understand what Jesus said. So they sense it's so important, water baptism is so important, they start baptizing people. And they thought Jesus is baptized. Jesus don't baptize. You know when Jesus started baptizing people? In Acts chapter 2. Jesus never baptized people with water. Jesus only baptized people with Spirit. Brother and sister, if you want to preach the Word of God, first of all, you need to repent. Start reading the Word of God. Don't tell me anything what the commentary say, okay? Tell me what Bible say. Tell me what is your finding. Because Jesus don't care less what the other people say about him. Jesus don't care about what the commentary say about him. Jesus care about what do you say about me. What do you say? That means you have to study yourself. A lot of people still get stuck. That's why my professor come to me, say, Pastor John, are your church going to support me? I say, I cannot support any seminary now, because they are not training the pastor to be a good pastor. They're training the pastor to be commentary and then oppose the Word of God.
John 3:16, 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这个三章十六节就是在三章一至到十五节之后的。所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看到这节圣经的时候，就讲到我们相信耶稣，我们就要重生，我们重生的时候就要接受这个的水礼，一路跟着去到三章二十二节。 这是以后，这是以后咧，就系喺呢段嘅圣经一路三章一路去到二十二节，佢讲到。这是以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。这个施洗咧，好多人以为咧，耶稣为呢啲嘅门徒，为呢啲信主嘅人嚟到施洗。其实如果我哋睇到约翰福音四章一至二节嗰度。 佢呢度讲到主耶稣，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗，比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。我哋见到呢度，佢哋听到主耶稣嘅教导嘅时候，知道施洗系一件咁紧要嘅事，佢哋就立刻为呢啲嘅信徒嚟到去施洗。 我哋冇见到主耶稣佢自己嚟到为呢啲嘅信徒施洗，直至到去到使徒行传二章嗰阵时，我哋先至见到主耶稣基督。主耶稣基督只系用圣灵嚟到为啲门徒嚟到嘅施洗。所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋自己要悔改回转，我哋要明白神嘅话语，我哋唔好再靠呢啲嘅参考书嚟到参考书讲咩，我哋就讲咩。甚至我以前神学院有一个嘅教授问我。 佢話林牧師，你可唔可以支持我哋神學院啊？林牧師話我唔會支持，點解咧？因為而家嘅神學院只係教佢哋嚟到睇呢啲嘅參考書，佢哋其實而家係抗拒緊神佢自己嘅話語。
If anyone used the Gospel of John chapter 3:22 to interpret the scripture and don't use any other portion of the scripture to interpret, you say clearly, it's Jesus baptized in the Jordan River. But your interpretation is wrong because you don't study chapter 4 verse 1 and 2. Do I prove my point? A lot of people, they are so stupid. They don't read the scripture. They preach the word of God, don't read the scripture. I don't know who they come from. They are not sent by God. They are sent by Satan.
如果很多人只是看三章二十二节，他说耶稣是为这些信徒来到施洗，又在这里只是看一节的圣经，断章取义，而没有看到约翰福音四章一至二节的时候，他们也是错误的。
You look at Mark chapter 1, Gospel of what?Gospel of John chapter 1, chapter 3 of Matthew, and then chapter 3 of Luke, you find out in all these four Gospels, John the Baptist said this, I baptize you with water, the one who come after me, that Jesus Christ, baptize you with spirit, and some others say, with fire also. I say one again,You interpret the scripture not only within the text, you interpret the scripture also outside the text using another teaching. Then you say if Jesus is baptizing people in Jordan with water, then your interpretation is wrong. Does that make sense? I don't know how many times I have to do that. I do this all the time already. And people don't get it. Because you know why? Three main reasons. I found out why.I want you to write that down. Gospel of John chapter 5, 38 to 44. Three reasons people don't understand. Reason number one, they don't have God's word within their heart. Reason number two, they don't have God's love in their heart. Reason number three, they don't have God's glory in their heart. They love man's word. They love man's love.They love man's glory. They don't love God's word. They don't have God's love. They don't have God's glory within their heart. That's why they don't receive Jesus. That's why they don't understand God's word. Don't tell me you are sent from God. Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 34. If you are sent by God, you preach God's word. You don't tell me what commentary say.You tell me what the Bible says. Prove it. Prove it. And then you have to prove it that when you say God's word, I know you are filled by the Holy Spirit. You say man's word, you are not filled by Holy Spirit. You are filled by evil spirit. Do I make myself clear? It's loud and clear already, right?Brother and sister, wait. Go back chapter 5, 38 to 34. You have to ask yourself, do you have God's word within your heart? How many God's words that you memorize? Could you go to chapter 5, verse 38? I know that you don't have God's word within your heart. So that's why when God the Father sent His Son Jesus Christ and preached to you, and you don't believe what Jesus said. How can I believe what Jesus said? How can I believe the pastor? I have to have God's word. If I have God's word, then whatever you say, I compare what you say with God saying, then I know whether you are right and wrong. But all the Jewish people, they don't care less. They just don't believe.Secondly, verse 41, the reason why you do not believe in Jesus
Because you want glory for man. You don't want glory from God. You don't have God's glory in your heart. 42, Jesus said, I know that in your heart you don't have God's love. You love the world, you don't love God. You love what the other people say. You don't love God what God say. When you hear these Bible verses, you have to say to yourself, Lord, these three things I don't have, I need to have these three things in order to believe in you. If I don't have these three things, I cannot believe in God. Anyone who believes in Jesus Christ will not perish but have eternal life. You don't have these three things? You claim yourself a Christian? The fact of the matter is you are not a Christian. Same as chapter 3 verse 22, look like Jesus baptized people with water. But in chapter 4 verse 1 and 2, in fact, Jesus did not baptize you with water. The disciple baptized you with water. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
It's very simple. 講來講去, 基督徒懶而已, 不看聖經而已。 看完第三章, 講到洗禮的事, 都沒有看啊。 3章22節, 他們有沒有立刻做? 4章第一、第二節, 誰在做緊? 門徒立刻做啊。 覺得這麼重要。 弟兄姊妹要不要小心點看聖經啊? 不要只信我講, 你自己再看看吧, 看看是不是真的。 發覺我坐下個禮拜來舉手吧。 林牧師, 我看不到你所看的我都。 Right? Okay? Do some homework啦, 不要auditing。 Study it yourself. Does it make sense? Okay?
不要懶啊, 我告訴你, 你很容易被人迷惑的。 一用4章22節, 就迷惑了你的了。 耶穌去跟人洗禮, 耶穌沒有跟人洗禮。 看完3章22節, 你就停在這裡, 看完4章第一、第二節。 我告訴你, 現在的人很難信神。 又有Apple, 又有iPhone, 又有那樣東西。 腦筋被那些東西控制, You are controlled by this kind of stuff already. Every day you read one chapter of a gospel, you say, oh, you love God so much already. No, you are lazy. Read your chapter 3, don't read my chapter 4. So by the time when you read chapter 4, you don't even remember what you read chapter 3.
Ah, 我都不知道怎樣幫。
I do my best, right? Feed you. And the rest of it, you have to do it yourself.
人家說兩句, 你就跟著人, 跟著那些人去。
That's really sad, right?
Let's 地上的人互相受榮耀, 牧師給你榮耀, 牧師說你好, 說你得救, 說你有聖靈裡面, 你就說牧師你有聖靈充滿, 互相受榮耀, 這些人卻不求, 從獨一之神來的榮耀, 耶穌在41節, 我不受從人來的榮耀, 所以我才信到神, 你要人的榮耀, 你信不到神, 你不求神的榮耀, 怎麼信神啊? 你沒有神的榮耀在你的心裏面,你怎麼信神啊? 你沒有神的說話在你的心裏面,怎麼信神啊? 你沒有神的愛在你的心裏面,怎麼信神啊? 明白嗎? 所以現在很多人是沒有信神的, 他說自己信神, 他還沒信神。 Does it make sense? 是不是啊? Am I right, Moses? 奉主名利的這些就不接待不相信奉自己名利的他是接待為什麼奉主名他給你榮耀嘛他說你好嘛他說哦你得救了你一次得救永遠得救了得救了不用擔心 Good to go
Good to go to hell, 好吧 ？Good to go, right? Good to go, go where? 啊？其实啊，我话俾你听啊，一知半解嘅人啊，佢更狼啊，佢唔知道，佢仲可以话谦卑，我唔知道。佢唔知佢自己以为知呢个最危险啊！佢以为佢侍奉神啊！Okay, now I want to prove more point. Chapter 3, Gospel of John verse 5 and Titus 3 verse 5, put it together.
约翰福音三章五节同埋提多书三章五节摆埋一齐。
提多书三章五节，他救了我哋，并不是因为我哋自己所行嘅义，所以佢救我哋唔系因为我哋嘅行为。是因为神的怜悯，怜悯即是恩典，因为爱 ，OK？ 而救我们的方法，媒介 ，medium， 透过乜嘢啊？透过重新的洗啊！这个洗是乜嘢啊？就是 water 水洗啊！我话俾你听啊，唔该你 do 我 favor 啦 ，do me a favor please， write down Matthew chapter 13:51-52。耶稣讲完啦，喺 Matthew chapter 13七个天国比喻啊，问班门徒啊，你明唔明我讲乜嘢？佢话我哋明白，其实佢哋唔明白噶。保罗先明白噶，保罗系文士啊，系 teacher of the law 啊，后来悔改回转归向神啊，作为耶稣基督嘅门徒啊，佢能够将旧约个宝贝、新约个宝贝嚟解释俾你听啊。唯一个保罗写得咁清楚啊，这个水啊系咩嘢啊？唔系 water 系 water， 唔系 word of God 啊！呢个水系乜嘢啊？系 water baptism 啊！我系咁样解释嘅 ，district superintendent 捉我啊，长老控告我啊，我咪去咯。嗰班 professor 答唔到我啊，傻噶嗰班人。仲要俾錢啊！俾我兩次去 Calgary， 嘥弟兄姊妹嘅奉獻。呢家你哋有咁嘅福氣啊！你都唔去勤力讀書啊 ？OK？ 神藉住呢兩個媒介，第一係重新嘅洗。第二节叫圣灵的更新，同约翰福音三章第五节，我实实在在的告诉你，耶稣说，人若不是从水和圣灵生，这个身就是重生，就不能进到神的国。这个水就是重生的洗，这个圣灵就是圣灵的更新。意思就是说，如果你有圣灵的洗，你对圣经是越来越明白的，不会来越来越糊涂的，不可能越来越糊涂，明白吗？不断的更新，不断的明白，不断的有亮光，是越来越清楚的。我再讲，再讲哪里呢？两节的圣经，我看了什么？我看了保罗所讲，我看了约翰所讲。 Paul saying that water, what Jesus say that water is water baptism, is a rebirth, is a rebirth, okay? Is born again. And this spirit is the renewal of your spirit.So Paul explained the scripture, explained so clear to us.
You write down 1:3, 1:23. Take a look at what Peter said. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth. God the Father has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, we are born again. Chapter 1, verse 3. We are born again. We have a new birth. Through what? Through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to write down right beside here. You write down Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Paul explained what baptism means. Baptism means you die with Jesus, you bury with Jesus, you resurrected with Jesus. That's how you're born again. Do I need baptism? Do I need baptism?
在彼得前书1:3, 愿众赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，藉耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。呢度就讲到重生了我们，藉住咩呢？就翻翻转头，就系藉住耶稣基督从死里复活。所以弟兄姊妹们，你哋括住嗰度，藉耶稣基督从死里复活，就写低罗马书6:3-4。罗马书呢度讲到3-4，岂不是我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？保罗呢度讲到咩呢？就是我哋要洗受呢个嘅水洗嚟到归入咗主耶稣基督里边。
第四节，
所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一具一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
你唔洗礼，你点样同耶稣同死啊？你唔洗礼，点样同佢同埋葬啊？你唔洗礼，点样同喺水里边上同佢一同复活啊？你讲啲咩嘢啊 ？Right? And how can you live a new life? 咁简单嘅经文啊，嗰啲长老执事都唔识啊，正证明嗰班人都唔知做啲乜嘢。牧师又唔识，教会就咁嘅光景啦。你问佢 iPhone 啊、Apple 啊，识唔识啊？佢好熟啊。They know how to use this.But they don't understand the scripture. What is going on, right? 真的他当假的，假的他当真的。再看 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. 看一个人怎样重生。重生好重要啊！耶稣说：我实在就告诉你啊，人若不重生，不能见到神的国啊！1:3是点样重生啊？藉着耶稣基督从死里复活重生啊！耶稣基督从死里复活，即系叫你去洗礼啊！第二点样重生啊？藉着神活泼常存嗰度，藉着神嘅说话，藉着神活泼嘅常存嗰度使你重生。神活泼常存嗰度系乜嘢啊？写低佢啦 ，Gospel of John。3:5, 3:3, 3:5, Titus 3:5, Romans 6:3-4, 藉着神的道理重生啊！你按住神的说话嚟去做啊，你就重生啦。Am I right? 所以嗰个 water 嗰个唔系神的道啊，系全部啊，又要水洗又要灵洗，先系神的道啊。话俾听啊！现在嘅人咧，知嘢咧知一半，知少少；做嘢咧做一半，佢以为做晒。This is exactly what happened。话俾佢听，佢就唔高兴。佢问我啊，嗰个年轻人啊 ，Pastor John，are you criticizing me？ 即系
仲觉得系我哋 criticize 佢。How sad, right?老实讲 I'm a dead dog. If Pastor John criticizes you, means nothing. If God criticizes you, you are in deep trouble, man. You are in deep, deep trouble. Homesan 重不重要啊 Catholic Church, 他都不知道那个 word born again 是什么意思啊。所以 Christian, Protestant, 基督徒啊同天主教徒分開出嚟就第一句説問問佢 ：Are you born again Christian? Get Catholic Church? What are you talking about? They don't even understand. Are you born again Christian? If you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot even enter the kingdom of God, right? So why talk? Okay? 現在基督教都走緊天主教路啦，糊裡糊塗一樣。Okay? 唔同以前馬丁路德啦，去睇聖經啊。We go back, okay? 好惨啊！再翻转头啦，翻转头喺呢度，睇下呢个保罗呢个人。我 put 咗个 pond， 嗰个水系水洗未啊 ？put 咗未啊？嗰个水唔系 the word of God。Okay? 水是水洗重生的洗 ,okay? 灵是灵洗 ,right? 人呢个 mind 呢好 simple, you know? 他想知道的东西呢他搵钱呢他就懂得怎样搵钱。有一个人跟我讲他搵钱他说我最喜歡咩？佢話我個 bread about he do two and half job。我話你點樣 do two and half job？ 佢話 4:00 in the morning I go to one hospital to work until noon time and then noon time I do another job to midnight。咪兩個 job 啦。咁啊 ，how can you get another half job？ Christmas I work， Sunday I work， Saturday I work， I get overtime。59岁就死咗。Cannot even get a pension. 賺錢啊 we are very smart. 看聖經我們 we are so foolish. We just don't understand, right? 我告訴你如果你不 understand, 你要做第一件事先。約翰福音5:38-44，你要求神今天離開這裡之前求神。三樣東西求神給回來的。第一神的说话主要你给啲神的说话藏在心里面。没有神的说话在你的心里面你没有 跟神立了新约的。神跟人立新约的是将神的说话藏在你的心里面。第二要将神的爱在你的心里面。你不爱神的时候你就爱世界的了。爱世界你就死定了。第三你要爱神的荣耀。你不爱神的荣耀人家赞你两赞你已经离开了神了已经。呢三样你要为自己祈祷噶，冇人可以帮到你嘅。有咗呢三样嘢，你听到你就明白噶啦。有呢三样嘢，你就愿意跟从耶稣噶。我再讲 ，John chapter 5:38-44 ，three things you have to ask God before you leave here. God, give me back God's word within my heart so that I can make a covenant with you. It's a new covenant. Second.I want God's love to be within my heart. Because according to Gospel 1 John, if you love this world, the love of God is not within your heart. So, Lord, I want to love you more than love anything else. Because without loving you, I will go to hell. Lord.He loved the world. When he lived Sodom, Gomorrah, he lived with empty-handed. He barely saved. He cannot even save his wife, nor can he save his two daughters. Okay? Lord, give me your glory. I love your glory. Help me not to love man's glory. I love your praise. Help me not to love man's praise. All right? Then you will start understand God's word.
So, 我哋弟兄姊妹们，我哋今日离开呢度嘅时候，我哋要向神求翻三样嘢，就系求神有自己嘅话语、神嘅爱同埋神嘅荣耀。如果我哋要求好似约翰一书佢嗰个讲到，如果你爱世界、爱神嘅心就唔喺你里边啦。好似弟兄姊妹们嗰个旧约嗰个叫做罗德，佢因为爱世界。所以嚟到呢个嘅所多玛、俄摩拉，神毁灭佢嘅时候，佢连佢嘅妻子、佢两个女儿，佢都救唔到。所以我哋今日就要求有神嘅话语、神嘅爱同埋神嘅荣耀，就系约翰福音五章38-44节嗰度讲。
When Paul was blind, what did he see? He see that Jesus Christ, is filled with evil spirit. So that when Jesus Christ performed miracle to cast evil spirit out, he using the power of Satan to cast them out. That's what they see. And what the Pharisees see? Jesus Christ is not the servant of God. If Jesus Christ is the servant of God, Jesus Christ will obey the Sabbath. Because Jesus Christ, in Sabbath, he healed the sick. He thinks that Jesus Christ did not obey the Sabbath, did not observe the Sabbath. So he thinks that Jesus Christ is not the servant of God. But in fact, Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 42, is a servant of God. He's so filled with the Holy Spirit. But did Paul has Isaiah chapter 42? Of course Paul has that. But he didn't think this word applied to Jesus. That means he didn't understand Isaiah 42. Brother and sister, if you do not understand certain portions of the scripture, very likely you persecute Jesus. You will do things, you are opposing Jesus.
So, 当时保罗是盲眼的。保罗盲眼呢，他就看不到东西，他觉得呢，主耶稣那时呢，就是被这些邪灵所充满。因为主耶稣他来到行神迹奇事的时候，他们就说主耶稣是藉着这些的邪灵来到赶逐这些的魔鬼。所以这些法利赛人他又看到什么呢？他们不知道主耶稣基督是神那个的仆人。为什么他们会这样说？因为他们说主耶稣基督没有守这个安息日，主耶稣基督在安息日来到医治这些的疾病。所以呢，他们就觉得呢，主耶稣就没有守这些的安息日。在以赛亚书42章那里讲到，主耶稣他是神的仆人，他是被圣灵充满。那保罗他知不知道这个以赛亚书的经文呢？当然保罗他知道，但是他当时来讲他不明白。他不明白的时候呢，他就来到去逼迫耶稣。
What changed Paul? What changed Saul to become Paul?
什么令到这个扫罗以致成为保罗呢？
How can God change the life of Saul to become Paul?
神怎样来到改变扫罗的生命以致成为保罗？
One thing, Jesus Christ appeared to him.
有一样东西，就是主耶稣基督自己向他来到去显现。
In great light.
是藉着这个大光向保罗来到显现。
Because Paul knows that.
保罗知道。
Only God is light.
只有神是这个的大光。
And Paul mentioned it. That light shine upon me, that light is brighter than the sun.
保罗他讲到，这个光来到照射我，比这个日光还大。
Then he knows.
咁佢就知道啦。
Because he has the word of God.
佢因为有神嘅话语。
And all of a sudden,
突然之间
he realized,
佢就明白得到
Jesus is the Messiah that is proclaimed by Isaiah.
佢就知道呢个主耶稣就系呢个尼赛亚，藉着以赛亚已经预言咗啦。
Right beside Acts chapter 26.Right beside Acts chapter 26, verse 13, about noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun, right beside brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companion. We all fell to the ground when we see the light, and I heard a voice saying to me in Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why?Do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goat. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. Right beside the brighter than the sun, that light, you write down Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. The moon will shine like the sun, and the sunlight will be 7 times brighter, like the light of 7 full days, when the Lord bind up the bruises of his people and heal the wounds he inflicted. God inflicted on Saul.So that he's blinded. Through this blindness, heal him and change his life. And that is how God changed people's life. I also want you to write that down. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. That sun is brighter than the sun. It's called the Sun of Righteousness.Chapter 4, verse 2, But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness, you write down capital letter S, and R, Righteousness, R, you capital letter R. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wing. And Paul was healed. His life was changed. You know, that is Jesus. That's the Messiah.Proclaimed by Isaiah in chapter 30, verse 26, and proclaimed by Malachi, the prophet, in chapter 4, verse 2. You know what? If you don't have the word of God, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26, if you don't have the Malachi chapter 4, verse 22, you don't even know what this brighter than sun means. To you, all the other people, hey, that great light,not only shine upon Saul, shine upon all his companions too, but their life wasn't changed. You know why their life wasn't changed? Because they don't have the word of God within their heart. 3 things we got to have it. God's word, God's love, and God's glory. Does it make sense? Without that, you're not going anywhere. You're just like poor companion. You saw the light, but mean nothing to you. It didn't change your life.
在《使徒行传》26章13节那里讲到，王啊，我在路上响午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人。所以这里、你在这段经文那里你写低以赛亚书30章26节，当耶和华果前果他百姓的损伤，医治他们鞭打的日子，月光边像日光，日光必加七倍，像七日的光一样。所以咧，呢度讲到咧，呢个日光咧就会系好犀利嘅。亦都系讲到马拉基书，弟兄姊妹打开四章二节，但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。所以咧，如果弟兄姊妹睇英文嘅版本嘅时候咧，将嗰个公义咧。那個 R 字咧就寫成大草，這個咧係代表主耶穌，就係呢個公義嘅王。 所以弟兄姊妹们，点解保罗佢一见到呢个大纲，佢生命能够有改变呢？因为佢平时有神嘅话语，佢有神嘅话语、神嘅爱、神嘅荣耀喺佢嘅心里边。佢一见到呢个大纲嘅时候咧，佢就知道系呢个嘅主尼赛亚。如果弟兄姊妹，我哋平时冇神嘅话语嘅时候，我哋只系好似保罗同行嘅人一样啫。佢见到呢个大纲，但系生命冇任何嘅改变。
Isaiah also prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2, the people walking in darkness, just like Paul, walking in darkness. The people have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. This prophecy is fulfilled in the life of Saul. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2.
以赛亚书九章二节，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。这个例子呢就好像在保罗的身上来到实行了。
On top of that, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rise upon you. And that also fulfilled.In the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 9 is the first coming of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 60 is the second coming of Jesus. And yet, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2 fulfilled in the life of Saul and changed his life to become Paul. And that's why in Isaiah chapter 30 verse 26, he was healed. Now he can see. I was blind, but now I can see.
在以赛亚书上讲的预言就在保罗的身上来到实行了，所以保罗可以在使徒行传28章他那里讲到，以前我是盲眼的，现今我可以看见。
Right beside Acts chapter 26, brighter than the sun, you write down Isaiah chapter 30, 26, chapter 9, 2, chapter 60, verse 1.
所以在使徒行传，你在那个大纲那里你写低，比日头还亮那里你写低。以赛亚书九章二节，以赛亚书三十章二十六节，以赛亚书六十章一节。
In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1.Before second coming of Jesus Christ, you know what happened on earth? A great darkness. Heart of joy. For so long, people are getting so used to it. People don't even know whether it's daytime, nighttime. No different. It's still dark. And all of a sudden, arise, shine. The great light comes. Jesus Christ comes. Is he not the Messiah? Of course he's the Messiah.Chinese Christian may not know, but the Jewish Christian they know because they read the book of Isaiah.
六十章一至以赛亚书，佢嗰度讲到，当第二次主耶稣基督再嚟嘅时候，我哋会有黑暗灾，黑暗到一个地步，啲人都习惯咗，啲人都唔知系已经系日头定系晚上。所以圣经呢度讲到，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。对于我哋中国人的基督徒或者我们不明白，但是对于这些犹太人的 基督徒他们一定明白，因为他们有看过这个以赛亚书。
黑暗灾就是 Isaiah, the great darkness is the Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2. See, darkness covered the earth, the whole earth, and thick darkness covered the people. But the Lord rise upon you and his glory appear over you.
第二章
It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. Okay?
第二节这里讲到这个的黑暗灾，他说，看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你身上。这个黑暗灾很快就会来到的了。
How come Saul know that that light is the Lord? Because he memorized God's word. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 26. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. He knows the God's word. He knows that God to be the Lord, Messiah. He said, who are you, Lord? He didn't know Jesus is the Lord. He thought it's right to persecute Jesus. Now he knows it's wrong to persecute Jesus. He preached about Jesus. He said, Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Son of God. That's why he gets persecuted. He sees something other people don't see. They thought you are insane. No, he's not insane. He's not insane. You are insane. Does it make sense?
所以当他见到这个大纲的时候，他点解能够生命改变呢？ 因为保罗他一路有背圣经，他读过以赛亚书9章2节、30章26节、60章1至2节，所以他话主啊主就系呢个尼赛亚，佢生命有改变嘅时候，佢就嚟到去传讲主耶稣。所以甚至有人话你已经癫狂咗，佢唔系癫狂咗。
Go back to Acts chapter 26. He asked in verse 15, who are you, Lord? He know that light, the Lord is light. God is light. He know that. But he didn't know who the Lord is. He said, I am Jesus, whom you persecuting. Oh, wow, man. I'm sorry. I make a mistake, you know. You understand? He didn't say, who are you, Jesus? He didn't say that. He said, who are you, Lord? He know that light is Lord. The Lord is light.
所以在第十五節，保羅說：「主啊，你是誰？」他沒有說：「主啊，耶穌你是誰？」因為他知道這個大綱就是主，主就是這個尼賽亞。但是主就說：「我就是你所逼迫的耶穌。」他就知道，我一路以來都是犯了這個錯誤了。
Isn't it beautiful? You know what? Next week, I'm going to continue. Okay? In another area. And look at this, Acts chapter 26. To see things that we don't see before. And hoping that how God transformed the life of Saul to become Paul. And in the same way, we want Jesus to transform our life. Just like he transformed the life of Saul. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for allowing Paul to preach before the King Agrippa and the Governor Festus, and allow Dr. Luke, the Gentile Apostle, to record that message. And now allowing us to study in detail, we give you thanks. Hoping that through this study, our life be transformed by you too. We want to be like that. Lord, how you shine upon Saul and change his life, I pray that you do the same to us so that our life be transformed, be more like you, and we walk in step with the Holy Spirit and help us to preach the true gospel and live a true life, the life followed after the pattern of Jesus Christ. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.